Aaron Odom is the author of the book More Than Just Making It, Hope for the Heart of the Financially Frustrated. She offers some great practical suggestions on making money and saving it as well for parents who work in or outside of the home.
Aaron, as we close, I'm thinking of that person, might be mom or dad. What's one thing they can do today that's going to help them take that step toward recovery?
I would go back to, do you have an income problem or a spending problem? Because finding that root cause is going to really give you that initiative to seek after the Lord with, okay, Lord, what steps do we take to fix this problem? And so something to do is over the next month, I want to challenge these listeners to track every single penny they spend. Save every single receipt, look at every single penny, and then take what you've spent and divide it into two lists, a list of wants and a list of needs. Needs are things like food and mortgage or rent and our water bill.
The must-dos.
Absolutely. Here in America, we often confuse wants with needs.
Yeah.
And so look at everything that's not necessary to your survival on that list and then decide, okay, do we have anything on this list not necessary to our survival? Or are we only spending on what we absolutely need to survive? If that's the case, then we probably have an income problem. If we have a lot of extras, if mom's getting a manicure and a pedicure every week, which, you know, I love doing that, but
eating
I don't
out.
Get it every week, you know, eating out an excessive amount.
That's a big one.
You know, if, you know, we're going to the amusement park all the time, none of these are bad in and of themselves. But if you're really struggling and you have all of that on your list of expenses for the month, you may have a spending problem for right now. You're spending more than what you have. And so then what you can do is you can start looking at things that you can pull out of your budget and at least temporarily not have to spend.
Aaron, you wrote a second book called You Can Stay Home with Your Kids. To give moms hope that they can afford to stay home, I mean, so many moms struggle with that. What is the number one question you're asked by followers of the books you've written? What do they say to you about being home with their kids?
Honestly, the number one question I get is, how can I make some money from home?
Because they have a desire to be home.
They do.
It's good to do that. I mean, Jean and I have been able to do that. I think it makes a world of difference for your children.
It really does. My mom stayed at home, so that was what was modeled to me. And I do distinguish it. The book's called You Can Stay Home with Your Kids, but I talk a lot in the book about that may not look like a June Cleaver type relationship.
Right, you might have to be working from home.
You may have to be working. You know, my friend that flew out with me, she's a graphic designer, and she's been able to work a lot from home. I have many friends that have turned into work-at-home moms, but the flexibility of the schedule and just being able to be in the same place with your children, it really gives you that more time that you many moms long to have. So I have a lot of moms ask me. So I went a little deeper in that book. I have a chapter called different ways to increase your income, create more income from home. But that's the question I get. That book I tried to make very practical.
Yeah.
Every single tip is short and very actionable.
And I think there's 100.
There's 100.
So you get your money's worth.
You can save hundreds of dollars by reading that book. And every single tip, I give a very actionable step that people can take that day.
You know, it's interesting, too, because here at Focus, we hear from a lot of dads that are now staying home. You know, women are going to college, going to postgraduate school at a higher rate than men. And many, many wives are working outside the home, and it allows husbands to even then consider staying at home. And I think even in the old days of Focus, Dr. Dobson never declared who should stay at home. He always said one of the parents should be at home so that the kids, when they get home from school or, you know, when there's free time, you know, the environment is a healthy one, not a mischievous one. So
absolutely,
that right there is the reason why.
I do have friends that have husbands who are stay-at-home dads, and I think that's great. I would say something my husband and I have learned is what is each parent really called to do? Because some dads don't want to stay at home. And, you know, some moms, one of my dear friends is a doctor, and I am so glad she is because she's my doctor. She delivered my fourth baby.
That's great.
You know, and that's God's call in her life. Her husband's a pastor, and she's a doctor.
Yeah.
And they've arranged their schedule. She's an amazing mom. And she gets to see her kids a lot. But for moms that really do desire, or for dads, you know, don't let the the name of the book, Turn You Off Dads. These are some ways that you can curb spending and create more income in order to have that margin to stay home.
Right. So of the 100 tips and tricks, maybe we can, give a couple of freebies away. Okay. So what would they be? What are the ones that stand out in that 100 that you've put in the book?
Well, one that is fresh on my brain that a lot of my friends have started doing is to hop on a health share plan. Have you all heard of health share plans, Christian health share plans, instead of insurance? Insurance costs are increasing a lot. And so actually my family, for the last almost 2 years, we've had a health share plan. So I'll give you an example. It was going to cost our family around $1,200 a month for health insurance. Mm. And for the last almost 2 years, we've been paying less than $500 a month to be with a health share plan. And
they're comparable?
They, in some ways. The biggest issue I will say is if you have a lot of pre-existing conditions, health share plans are not for you.
Right.
But if you're a very, generally healthy family, then health share plans will be a very good option for you. You can save thousands of dollars a year by hopping on a health share plan.
That's a good tip right there. Worth the price of the book.
It's worth the price of the book.
That is good. Thanks so much for spending a little extra time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here.